We're continuing in the book Meshivas Nefesh, Restore My Soul. We're up to the section that deals based on quotations from Likutei Halachos, and we're up to paragraph 73 in Meshivas Nefesh, corresponding to the section of Likutei Halachos Yoredeya, the laws of Mila, circumcision, Halacha Dalet, chapter 4, paragraphs 17, 18, and 19. Mi sheyistakel bein hoemes al bitul hazman, ve'ech hazman oiver u'poireach, ve'ein lo menucha afilu kerega. A person who will look honestly at how quickly time goes by, and how it doesn't even stop for a second. Ki be'emes ein shum zman klal. The reality is that there is no concept of time. Rak machmas katnus daitenu nidmelonu ki'ilu yesh eiz bechina zman. It's only because of our limited understanding that it seems to us as if there is a concept of time. Kemo shenidmel lahodom ayoshen v'cholim b'reva shor v'nidmeloy b'chaloyim oyshavrol of shivim shana. For example, a person who goes to sleep, and during their sleep they have a dream, and in their dream they experience as if they went through 70 years, they went through a whole lifetime of events. And then when they wake up, they recognize that that this happened like in 5 minutes or less. V'chol zeh machmas katnus daitoyos. The reason why it seemed to the person as if they were going through 10 years or 70 years of their lifetime in those 15 minutes or 5 minutes was only because the mind was on a much lower level. The mind was 98% shut down during sleep. The brain isn't operating much. Ki haloi tekef achakach b'hakitzoi roye beinov sheloyover alov rak reva sho. Because immediately when the person wakes up, they realize that only 15 minutes had gone by, not like they felt that mamish they went through their whole youth or, you know, a whole major part of their life. Kamoy kein mamish linyan masherid meloy be'emes sheyesh eze b'chin hazman. So too, when we talk about reality, what we call reality, not sleep, when a person's awake in this physical world, and it seems to a person as if, oh, they have a long, long way to go. There's 3 months until this and this is going to happen. Ube'emes ein shum zman klal. Whereas in reality, there is no concept of time. Kimavur kol ze bifnim. As is elaborated on in Likutei Halachos over there, based on Likutei Moran, the second half of Likutei Moran, chapter 61, which is the basis for this discussion. Ve'im yistakel hodom al ze be'emes, azai bevadai yosim kol liboy levatel havle yazman, velosim kol tikvosei bebechinas lamalam yazman. And if a person will look at what we call reality honestly, then the person will put in every effort to avoid things that waste time, and to place all their efforts in things which are actually above the concept of time, referring specifically to spiritual things, to mitzvahs, to ruchnias, which are something that are not bound by time at all. We talk about the timeless Torah, that the Torah is something that's not in style or out of style. It's something that's been designed in such a way that it's not bound in any way by the laws of time as we know it in the physical world. Gam al yedei sheyamin bebechinas lamala miyazman, al yedei ze lo yipoy lo ilam mishum nefilo shebo ilam yier sheyir. Additionally, if a person will believe in the concept of something that's above time, meaning referring to Hashem, as the Rambam presents in Hilchas Yesodei HaTorah at the beginning, that Hashem is timeless, completely above the concept of time, such a person will never fall spiritually, no matter what. Ki yazkir es atzmoy sheyesh bechinas ani hayoymi ledeticho hanemar b'moshiach shu bechinas lamala miyazman sheshom nistakein hakoil. Because the person will remember, will realize that there is the concept of Ani Hayom Yiladaticha, I am being born today, which the Dovid HaMelech writes about Moshiach, who is above the concept of time, and in that place of Ani Hayom Yiladaticha, in a place of a person who is being born new every single day, there everything can be corrected. V'chol hazman she'ovar nizbate legamri v'naseh kilu hayoim noilad mamish ha'idei b'chines l'malam yazman she'masig ha'tzadik emez she'b'chines Moshiach. And when a person is thinking that way, then the past is erased completely, and it's as if the person was literally born today through this concept of being above time, which the true tzadikim are zecha to achieve, which is the concept of Moshiach. As the Pasuk says in Tehillim about Moshiach, Ani hayom yiladaticha. V'ze ikra ha-tikvo v'ha-hizchaskus loshuv mikol ha-pegomim shnofal b'hem kol echad l'kifi b'chinosai. And this is the greatest hope and the greatest encouragement for a person who wants to correct their past, for a person who wants to return to Hashem and come out of all the pegamim, all the deficiencies, all the defective, the things that they did wrong. Shekulam nimshochem ibchinas hamaisa horo hanase tachas hashemesh vahazman. Whereby all of these things, when a person falls into sin or goes on a path of wrongdoing, all of those things are within, under this, what we call under the sun, and within the capacity of time, within. Just like the Gemara tells us that the nature of the Yetzer Hara is such, a person's evil inclination, that it comes upon a person and tries to push the person into taking something before its right time, when it's illegal, when it's not beneficial to the person. Whereas the Gemara says those people who were strong enough to wait, to hold out, to pass the test of time, usually they were able to get the same item that was being offered to them illegally in a way that would harm them. They were able to get that same item legally in a positive way, in a holy way, where the item could only benefit them. U'kisheroitza letahir asatzmai mizu amosoi v'loshu l'ashmizbor ha'be'emes u'leikolel b'b'chines l'mala me'azman. And when a person decides that they want to purify themselves from all impurities and they want to return to Hashem, and they want to become part of this spirituality, which is above time, above the concept of time. Ki ikar hatshuva hu bebechinas lemala miyazman, kimavur bifnim. Because the main concept of tshuva is a concept of something that goes above time, as is discussed over there in Likutei Halachos in Hilchas Mila. Aval eich zoichen lahafoich ulasakein kol hayomim vazmanim shovrolov bepkomim ha'ila. However, the question is, how is it possible for a person to go back and correct years of their life where they were doing things, they were doing the wrong things, or they weren't doing things the way they should have been doing? Alkein ikar tikvosoi v'tikunoi al yidei b'chinas lamala miyazman sheshom nestakein hakoel v'nase kilu hayom noilad mamash. Therefore, the main hope for such a person, and the way that such a person will achieve a complete tikkun, a complete correction of their entire life, is through this concept, plugging into this concept of lemala me'azman, above time, where there it's possible to correct everything, and the person rises to a level as if they're being born anew. This is also tied into the concept of the difference between the olden day idol worshippers who worshipped the sun and the moon and things like that, which are the tools by which time is dictated, versus the Jewish people who worship Hashem, who is above all of these concepts, who is above Teva, above nature, the concept whereby the Torah tells us that at one point when Hashem spoke to Avram Avinu and told him that he was going to have children, and Avram Avinu, who was able to interpret the stars at that time, said, but I know it's clear in the stars that I can't have children. And that was when Hashem lifted him up and took him above the stars. and showed him that a Jew, through his tefillah, through prayer, and through his connection to Hashem, is above the sun, above the moon, above these items that define time in the world and in life. V'chol zman sheyesh lehodom nekuda su'emuna, שמאמין בהשם יסבורך ובוילם הבו בביאס משיח שהוא, למעל, שהוא בחינס למעלה מהזמן הנמר אצל משיח. As long as a person believes firmly, meaning they believe in Hashem, they believe in the concept of the world to come, they believe in the coming of Moshiach, which are all things that stand. Moshiach is someone that, who is above the concept of time, someone who's being born new every day, of freshness, someone that never ages. Al yedei zeh yesh lo tikva la'olam. For such a person, there's always hope. Ve'ech shehu, me'achar shemechazik zatzmai b'ma shehu, azay yesh tikvosoy la'achrisoy ayidei b'chinas ani ayom l'daticha, shugdushas moshiach, shemisham nimshach kedusha v'tikun al kol hagerim u'balei tshuva. Such a person will be able to encourage themselves no matter what. And for such a person, there will always be hope through this concept of Ani Ayom Miladaticha. I'm being born new. I'm starting fresh every single day, which is the symbol of Moshiach, who is the source of the holiness and the tikkun of all converts and Balei Tshuva. Because the Torah tells us that even a convert who is coming originally from the other nations, and when such a person comes and says, I realize that I'm not in the right place, and I'm prepared to move 180 degrees, you know, as far as I have to come to the right place, to come and join with the Jewish people, Amar all of Rabbi Sinzer Havracha, our rabbis tell us, Ger shen izgayer ke koton shenoyla domi, that a convert, at the time they convert, is considered to be like a newborn baby in many respects. Bechinas ani hayom ledeticha, that's this concept that I'm starting fresh today. The past is erased completely. Me'achar shebo ato lichnois b'kdushas Yisrael, because of the fact that this person has made a decision now to enter into the holiness of Bnei Yisrael, so the time, all the time that elapsed previously, becomes non-existent. Mikol shkein, how much more so, habal tshuva shenoilad b'kdushas Yisrael, a person who decides at a certain point in their life to improve and to change and to do tshuva. Such a person who was born as a Jew, afal pi shebemes, overall of Masha of Rachman Litzlan, despite the fact that the person went through whatever they went through, where they were far from the being in on the right path, afal pi kein kisheroitze loshuv beemes velichnois bikdushas Yisrael b'shleimus, azay tzorich lachshev b'chol yoim u'b'chol shor ki'ilu hayoim noilat mamish. Then the attitude that person has to have in order to really succeed, the right attitude has to be every single day, that today is the first day of my life. I'm starting fresh, brand new today. Sheze nimshach mikdushas hatzadikim shehem bechinas Moshiach. Where does a person draw this ability from, this strength? He draws it from those tzadikim who are an aspect of Moshiach. Shenem Arboy, about whom the Torah says, Ani Hayom Iladaticha, that Moshiach comes to Hashem every single day. Hashem, today, I'm being born today. Veze Iker Hakniso Lechuvo Ulegdushas Yisrael. This is one of the main foundations and the main understandings for a person to really enter into tshuva and to enter into the holiness of Bnei Yisrael. Because if a person will have this attitude every single day, and even during the day when they have to make a new start, to take an attitude, I'm starting right now, I'm being born this moment, no matter what the person is going through, the person will be able to encourage themselves, to pick themselves back up. V'yachshev b'liboy she'ato noilad, and to think, I'm being born right now. Oz bevadai soif kol soif yizkeh l'skarav l'Hashem yisborach. Such a person will definitely, eventually, be zoche to come close to Hashem. V'oz yistakein hakol, and then everything, the entire past, will be corrected. Ki ayomim harishonim yiplu, because what they did wrong in the earlier days will fall away. V'hakol yisapech l'toivo al yidei tshuvoso yashlemo, and everything will be reversed, will be turned around for the good through the person's complete tshuva. V'yeh nichlal hakol b'b'chinas l'mala me'azman, b'b'chinas Moshiach, b'chinas aniyayim l'editicha. Everything will be plugged into Kaviyochel Tahashem, who is above the concept of time, as is this concept of Moshiach, this concept of Ani Hayom Yiladaticho. Vize Bechinas Toshev Enoish Ad Dako. This is what's alluded to in the Pasuk in Tehillim, chapter 90, which says that a person will return to Hashem Ad Dako. And our rabbis tell us, Ad Dichducho Shel Nefesh. At the point when a person reaches their lowest low, when they're feeling the lowest, afal pikein moyel gam oz tshuva. Even at such a moment, tshuva definitely helps. Bebechinas, as the pasuk says, vatoymer shuvu bnei adam. That when the person's feeling so oppressed and so depressed, adako, Hashem cries out to that person, shuvu bnei adam. V'chol ze al yidei bechinas lemala me'azman. This is all based on the concept of lamala, above time. Sheze bechinas, as the pasuk continues there, ki elef shonim bi'enecho, ki yoyim esmo el kiavor. Because Hashem, in your eyes, what we consider to be 1,000 years, is like 1,000 years ago, is like yesterday. Veze gamkein shemaschil hamizmor, Hashem mo'oin ato ho'yisalon obador vador, b'terem horem yulodu. Hashem, you are our our temple, our holy place, and you were around before the mountains were created, before everything was created. Umeolam ad olam atoel, and you are our Hashem from one end of the world to the other end of the world, from before time to the end of time. Shekol ze hu bechinas lemala me'azman. All of these are aspects of this concept of above time. Ki daiko al yidei ze zoichen letshuva shleima tamid yiech sheyeh, because through this attitude, through this understanding, that it's possible for a Jew to rise above the concept of time, above the limitations of time, through that, a person will be zoichen to true tshuva, no matter what. V'chol ha-mizmor ze soifev hoylech al inyan ze. And this entire chapter in Tehillim, in Psalms, chapter 90, is all based on this concept. It's defining tshuva as being this item that's above time, above space. Rabbi Nachman tells us that just as we realize the difference between a person who's awake and a person who's asleep, you have a person who's sleeping and they experience a dream. And in their dream, within what the person who's awake knows is 10-15 minutes, the person who's asleep and wakes up from their dream says, "Wow, I can't believe it was a dream. It felt like 20 years. It felt, you know, of my life." And the person who's awake knows that what that person thought was 20 years, in reality, was actually 10-15 minutes. Rabbi Nachman explains, so too, in speaking about people who are awake, you have two people, one who's on a lower level of seichel and one who's on a higher level. You have a family that's going on a trip, and the drive is going to take 1.5 hours, 90 minutes. And the parents tell the children, "We're going from here to here, it's going to take us 90 minutes. We know that after 5 minutes in the trip, the child says, "Is it 90 minutes already?" And then they ask again in another 10 minutes. The child says, "Why, it's such a long time. I think it's surely we finished 90 minutes a long time ago." Because we know that the concept of time is based on katnus hadas. The younger a person is, the longer the time feels to them. as a person gets older, you speak to people who are older and they say, can't believe it. Life goes by so quickly. The years just run by. It. That's this concept of the higher the level of das, the more the person goes above the concept of time, where the time for them moves, their realization of time is on a much higher level than the one who's much younger. The next two paragraphs are short ones. Paragraphs 74 and 75. Linyan ma sheyecholim lizkois al yidei ha'hischaskus b'shas yirido, shetishapech ha'yirido la'aliyo, v'ashayidei ze daiko yischadesh l'toivo b'schachus niflo, regarding the fact that if a person is able to hold on and to give themselves to the inspiration to start again at a time that they fall, that it's possible for the yirido to serve as a major aliyah. It's possible for the person to bounce back, and not just bounce back to where they were, but to bounce upward, like on a diving board. The person presses down 6 inches or 12 inches, and they jump up 3 feet into the air. So too, when a person is experiencing a spiritual yirida, that if the person is able to hold on and take it the right way, they can turn it around to an aliyah with tremendous renewal. This is discussed further in Likutei Etzos, in the book Likutei Etzos, in the chapter that deals with travel, Tiltul and Asiya, paragraph 10. Paragraph 75. Meinyan ma shebemitzvos negoim merumos hischaskus godoy la'adam. Regarding the fact that when Hashem describes the laws of certain afflictions that a person has on the skin, that a person can draw from their tremendous encouragement, shelefomim, from the fact that at times, Daiko kishimagia letachles hayurido, o zoiche lekabel taharo vetikon lenafshe veloshuv betshuvo. That at times, it's only when a person reaches a certain rock bottom, spiritually, that's when things can turn around for them, and the person can achieve purity and a complete tikon and tshuva. Sheze bechinas baheres kegris tomei, porcha bekuloi tohor. This is shown to us in the concept where the Torah tells us that if a person has a certain type of disease on the skin, an impurity on the skin, if it's small, if it's the size of like a barley grain, then the person is considered impure. If it spreads completely, then the person is pure. That's a symbol of purity. This presents us this concept that at times, it's because of the fact that the impurity has spread so much, that's what gives the person the pinch that they need to pull them back to reality, to do what we call a reality check, and for the person to turn around and to realize that they're way off the mark and that they need to change completely. They need to turn their lives around completely. This is elaborated on further in the chapter in Likutei Etzos that's entitled Yira, paragraph 87. The next paragraph that we're going to discuss, paragraph 76, is based again on the section in Likutei Halachos entitled Yoredea, and it's the chapter that deals with Shiluah HaKen, the law of when a person comes upon a nest of birds, in order to be permitted to take the chicks, the small birds, for themselves, they have to first send away the mother bird. And it's chapter 5 there, paragraph 10. Lefomim, at times, bechemlas Hashem, out of Hashem's great kindness, niftach lehaodom oyer godol. Hashem opens up a great light to a person, a great a feeling, a desire for spirituality, a desire to grow. V'nidme shebevada yihye ish kosher koroi. And when the person is experiencing that, they feel, wow, I have the ability to rise to a real high level. I have the ability to become a truly religious person, a spiritual person. V'acharkach pitom nechshach loi ki'ilu bo ha'shemesh mamesh pitom sheloi boinoso. And then following that, suddenly, the lights go out, it becomes dark for the person, as if the sun set suddenly, you know, without it waiting for its right time. Sheze bechinas ma shenemar beYaakov. This is what the Torah describes took place during Yaakov Avinu's lifetime, vayifka b'mokoyim, when it says he suddenly came upon the place. He was, at that point in his life, he was running away from his brother Esav, who he knew had intentions to murder him, and he was traveling, and the Torah tells us that he suddenly came upon a place which ended up being the actual site on which the Holy Temple, the Beis HaMikdash, would be built eventually. Ki ba'Avraham ne'emar vayares hamokoy me'rochik, because the Torah tells us by Avraham Avinu, the first one of the forefathers of the Jews, that when he came to this holy site, the place of the Beis HaMikdash, it says that at first he saw it in the distance. He saw it as being very far from him. Vayares hamokoy me'rochik, the Pasuk says. Avol Yaakov Avinu zocho livgoya mamish b'mokoyim kemuva b'zoyar kodesh. Whereas by Yaakov Avinu, the Torah uses the wording vayifka b'mokoyim. He suddenly came upon the place. In other words, by Avram Avinu, the implication is that he saw that it was still very distant from him. Vayares hamokoyim me'rochik. He saw that he was still very far spiritually from the center, from the site of the holiness of the whole world, the Beis HaMikdash. V'yafal pikein, and even though the Torah tells us about Yaakov Avinu, that he got there, k'siv basre, it says immediately afterwards, v'yolen shom, he spent the night there, kivo hashemesh, because the sun had set. And our rabbis in the Gemara tell us, sheloi boinosa, the sun set earlier than it should have. The sun set very quickly, unexpectedly, because Hashem wanted Yaakov Avinu to sleep in that place, not to travel any further, to spend the night there, and to see the awesome dream that he saw, the vision where he saw the angels going up and down the ladder, etc. Hainu kanal. Va'oz hoidia loy b'chaloim shekol. And at that, when Yaakov Avinu was there, Hashem revealed to him in a dream, Shekol ze bechinas vihine sula mutzavorza v'roishe megia shamayma, that life is a ladder where the feet of the ladder are based on the ground, on the earth, and the top of the ladder reaches up into the heavens. Sheze kol avoida sodom. This is actually the life's work of a person. Shetzorich leilech midargo ledargo, k'moy sho'ilim basulam, that a person in this world is expected to be climbing every single day, to be trying to go up higher than I was yesterday, better than I was yesterday, as one who's climbing a ladder. Vehine malachi elukim oilim v'yoredim boi. And then the pasuk goes on to say that in Yaakov Avinu's vision, on the ladder he saw angels going up and down. Hainu shetzorich sheyir latzadikim shenikroim malachi elikim kamo v'kamo aliois v'yoridois. The term angels is sometimes used as a synonym for tzadikim, righteous people. In Eicha, when the Torah speaks about the fact that the Jews didn't show the proper respect to their leaders at the time, to the tzadikim, it says that they were disrespectful to the malachi elikim. That's the terminology that's used there. So in the vision that Yaakov Avinu saw, where he saw angels going up and down, this was implying that in order for a person to achieve the level of tzaddik, they're going to have to be ready to experience aliyos and yiridos, ups and downs. V'koidem hu aliyo tzorich sheyeh yirido. And before a person can go up, they have to first go down, experience a yirido. V'hayirido hi tachlis hu aliyo. And the going down is actually a preparation for the person. It's like on a diving board. A person presses down, and their whole intent is to jump upwards. A person who doesn't know how it works, they look at it, and it looks crazy to them. The person wants to go up, so he presses down hard. He pushes down. And in reality, that's the way it works. Alkein, therefore, al yishtoimim hodom v'lo yipoil bedatoi mikol ma she'over lov. A person shouldn't be shocked and fall lose hope or get despondent or get discouraged by the fact that they experience all kinds of difficulties in trying to come close to Hashem. They experience setbacks where it looks to them that instead of, not only am I not advancing, but I see I'm moving backwards in certain ways. Ki afilu kishu bebchinas aliyah, sheroya eze yeshua v'hisnoitzitzus. Because even when a person's feeling great, and they're feeling like they're advancing and they're progressing, and the person sees a certain salvation, they see, wow, I've experienced a certain success. The person shouldn't mistakenly think, I'm there, I made it, I already possess, you know, spirituality, I'm there already. Rak yeda sha'adayin hu rochoik moid, but rather the person should realize that they still have a long way to go. Vaydezeh lo yipoil kisheroya achakach shenechshach etzloi hor. If a person realizes that, then when they experience a setback, when they experience a darkness, they won't get totally discouraged, totally depressed, you know, or give up hope or quit. Sheze b'chinas yurida, meaning when the person is going through a yurida. Ki be'emes afal pikein ho'or shekvar heir loy nichba v'lo yistalk mimenu chas v'shalom. Because the truth is that a person who has done a certain level of tshuva, they've advanced to a certain level, even though they experience yuridas, even though they have setbacks, that which they achieve, that light which they've risen, which they've gotten, that will never be extinguished. That'll never be destroyed. Ki oyer chazlo yisporach meir olof tomid, because the light of the kindness of Hashem is always shining upon the person. Rak shehakol hu bebechinas mimerchak tovi lachmo. However, when we're dealing with spirituality, a person needs to realize that the attitude has to be that it's always something that's in the distance. I'm not there yet. As the Pasuk says about a person trying to achieve a high level of success in Torah, mimerchak tovi lachmo. That person's bread, that person's sustenance is coming from a very distant place. Ubebechinas vayar es hamokoy meirochoik. And as Avram Avinu's understanding was, when he was looking out towards the Beis HaMikdash, towards holiness, the Torah describes his look as that he saw that it's still far in the distance. He's still far from it. Avol soif kol soif yigmar Hashem Yisborach ma shehischil v'yetiv im klal Yisrael. However, we believe sincerely that eventually Hashem is going to complete what he started. Hashem started to take us out of exile, to redeem us and to elevate us, and he's going to complete that task. V'yetiv im klal Yisrael, and Hashem is going to do good with the Jewish people, v'im kol echad b'protius, and with each and every individual Jew. Rak tzrichim liyos mitzapim liyeshua tomid. And therefore, a person's attitude has to always be hoping for the best and believing that there's good to come in the future. U'kamoy shenemar, ki lishuascha kivinu kol hayoim u'mitzapim lishua. As we recite in the Shmon Esrei, that we say every day, that we anxiously await and hope for Hashem's salvation all day. This is the concept, one of the main tenets and foundations of our faith, which is we believe in the coming of Moshiach. We believe that there is going to come a time when things are going to be completely good for Klal Yisrael, for the Jewish people as a whole, and for each and every single individual Jew. The Arizal says that when a person recites Shmon Esrei, when they say these words, I'm sorry, this comes from one of Rabbi Nachman's students, that when a person says the words Ki lishuascha kivinu kol hayoim umetzapim lishua, the Arizal says that that's the moment when a person is supposed to concentrate on the fact that they believe in the coming of Moshiach. Because we know, the Gemara tells us in Shabbos, that when a person comes, after a person passes away, before, when they come before the heavenly tribunal, their entire life is going to be reviewed before them. And the first they're presented with six basic questions. One of those questions is, Tzipiso li Yeshua. Were you hopeful? Were you positive? Was your attitude always that you're waiting for a salvation, that you're waiting for things to get better? And the Gemara says this refers specifically, did you have faith in the coming of Moshiach? So the Arizal says that in order to fulfill that properly, when a person is davening the Shmon Esrei, when they get to these words, Ki lishuascha kivinu kol hayoim umetzapim lishua, the person should focus on the fact that I believe that Moshiach is coming and that there is going to be a complete Yeshua for all of Klal Yisrael and for me too, including me. One of Rabbi Nachman's students said that this Tzipisa Yeshua is not limited to the coming of Mashiach, but rather it means to every single Yeshua that I'm waiting for, all the salvations that I need personally, whether it's a person who's not yet married, who's waiting for their Yeshua in finding their true mate, a person who doesn't have children yet, waiting to have the Yeshua of being blessed with children, a person who doesn't have a home, whatever Yeshua the person needs, Tzipisa Yeshua. And the person says, Ki lishuascha kivinu kol hayom umtzap Yeshua, that I'm hopeful, I'm confident, I believe, and I trust that Hashem is going to help me, Hashem is going to give me what I need. The next paragraph, paragraph 77, is based on the same section in Likutei Halachos, Yoredeya, Shiluach HaKan, paragraph 11 there, in chapter 5 of Shiluach HaKan. Yesh sheyecholim litois me'achar sheroyim oitzam richuko me'or. There are people who, because of the fact that they see that they're so far from spirituality, they're so far from feeling, experiencing the light of Hashem, that's able to discourage them enough to quit. Alkein yochel lipol aleihem atzvus u'mor shchira chas v'shalom. This can lead to depression. Shehu mazik ma'oid b'yoyser min ha'koel kiyadua, which is more harmful than anything else when a person is trying to improve spiritually, when a person is trying to come close to Hashem. The worst thing in the world is depression, sadness, giving up hope. Alkein, therefore, mi shechos al atzmoy bemes, a person who cares about themselves, for real, tzorich lahafoich hakoil lesimcha, the person has to be able to turn everything around to serve as an excuse for being happy. Shedaika al yedei sheroya umeven oitzem hisrach kusor mimenu, al yedei ze daiko yogil v'yismach moid. That because of the fact that I realize that I'm so far from spirituality, I'm so far from my goals, that's an excuse for me to be very happy. Ki aloi afal pikein hu roya shoyer etzlai mamish. Because even though on one hand I'm so far removed, so far from success spiritually, on the other hand, I see that I have the light in my pocket. It's in my hands. For instance, ki aloi afal pikein onu madlikim oyer hakodosh shel ner chanukah bebeisenu mamish. I see that I'm privileged to be permitted to light the Hanukkah candles right in my home. I don't have to travel out to the mountains. I don't have to the Himalayas. I'm able to turn on a light to bring spirituality literally right into my living room, right into my house. V'chein hatfilin shehem oirois nizgove ma'oid. And so too, for example, the mitzvah of tefillin, which a Jew wears, which represent the highest level of spiritual light. And we are privileged and permitted to wear this on our heads and on our arms. Hayesh hiskarvus yoiser mizeh. Is there a greater level of closeness to Hashem, of closeness to spirituality than this, that I'm actually wrapping myself in it? And even though we realize that we're so far away from really feeling and plugging into the spiritual light of tefillin, adrabah, so what? Just the opposite. Zehu simchosenu, This is something that has to make us extremely happy. Shemerapim oisono berefuos yikorim venefloim kailu haboim mimerchak godel kolkach. That Hashem is healing us and curing us and bringing us close to Him through these extraordinary medicines, these tools of healing, these spiritual healing tools, the tefillin, the Hanukkah candles, the Shabbos candles. Uboze yesh lanu tikva kedoilo. And this has to give us great hope. Ki bevadai yoitzienu Hashem Yisborach mikol tzoreisenu vikorvenu elav barachmim. That Hashem is definitely going to take us out of all of our suffering and bring us close to Him. And based on the fact that we as Jews, in our performing the mitzvahs, we see that these great lights, which are so awesome on one hand, and we're so far from them on one hand, and on the other hand, they're right next to us, we're able to hold a Sefer Torah in our hands. We're able to hold a Chumash, to look into a Sefer. These things which are such spiritual, high-level items, and we're able to have it. I'm able to have it on my bookshelf in my house. Ve'im adayin onu rechoyke mehem. And if, on one hand, we're still very, very far from them, we're very far from the levels that are described in these Sforim, in these books, adarabba, so what? Kol ze tzorech leida shelo yipoel bedaitoi kesheroye shoivro lef ma'ashoivro. A person has to realize what we just said in order not to get discouraged when they see that they're going through what they're going through. Afal pi shemaniach tefillin umadlik ner chanukah v'chulu. That even though I am putting on tefillin, I am lighting Hanukkah candles, on the other hand, 10 minutes later or a half hour later, I can be thinking all kinds of bad thoughts, or I can go ahead and do something terrible. Kitzorich sheyeda she'adayin ho'oyer rochok mimenu moed. Because a Jew has to have two pockets at all times, in a sense. In one pocket, there's the realization that I'm still very, very far away from being, from true holiness, from achieving real spiritual success. Achafal pikein? However, that doesn't get me down, that doesn't get me depressed. On the contrary, that gives me reason for celebration. Because despite the fact that I'm so far from that, on the other hand, it's right in my own home. I'm touching it. And this is the concept of the fact that when we celebrate a holiday, we recite Hallel. When we celebrate Hanukkah, or we celebrate Pesach, Shavuot, Sukkot, commemorating and celebrating the great miracles that happened for us. Even though on one hand we realize that with all the miracles, we're still in exile, we're still suffering, we're still so far from a major Yeshua. On the other hand, we're singing and celebrating and joyous as if we've got it all. V'hakol kedei lehischazek al yedei zeh letzapois liyeshua tomid. And the reason for this attitude is to give us the hope and the encouragement, you know, to await anxiously the permanent Yeshua, the complete Yeshua. Bebchinas zecher oso nefloisov, as the pasuk says, Hashem has established a remembrance for us to remember the great miracles. For what purpose? To give us hope for the future. Velios batuach vechozok shekemoi shegovar aleinu chazdoi lasos lanu nisim koele shezochinu laoyros nefloim koele. And to be positive and confident that just as in the past Hashem's kindness came forth for us and performed great miracles where we saw such great lights which came from a distant place, in order to cure us and heal us from the exile that we suffered in Egypt, and from holocausts, and from all kinds of things that we've been through in the past. This is what gives us solid confidence and trust shebevada yoshenu barachmov, that Hashem eventually will definitely help us. V'yosef la'asa simonu nisim chadoshim v'nifloim, and Hashem will perform new miracles ad asher noshuv elov be'emes, to the point where eventually we will return to Hashem completely. V'yigmar ma shehischil, and Hashem will complete the salvation that He started for us. Kidvar Elokeinu yokum loilam, because the pasuk says that Hashem's promises will definitely be fulfilled eternally. Ukamei shekosev, and as the pasuk says, v'ato moroim loilam Hashem, that you Hashem are always on top. You're always exalted. The Gemara says, Lo'olam yodcho al ha'elyona, Hashem, you will always come out on top. Meaning, even though it seems at times as if the candle, the light of the Jewish people, is almost extinguished, that we were almost destroyed, almost wiped out, or even though it seems to an individual Jew as if that's where they're holding, the Torah testifies, V'ato morim lo'olam Hashem, that eventually the good will definitely win out, and the good will overcome in terms of the Jewish people versus their enemies, and in terms of an individual Jew conquering their own Yetzirah, their own evil inclination. The next paragraph, which is the final one that we'll cover in this session, paragraph 78, is coming from the same location in Likutei Halachos. This time it's paragraphs 16 and 17 in Shiluach HaKan, chapter 5, paragraph 10. As always, these are excerpts from those paragraphs that have been where we've collected just the part that relates to giving a person encouragement, chizuk. Interestingly, that this paragraph is very appropriate for the holiday of Shavuos that's coming up in a few weeks, where we read Rus, we read the Megillah of Rus. Iker hiskarvus rechoikem l'Hashem Yisborach, haynu geirim u'balei tshuva, hu al yidei sheyedu v'yakiru bi'atzmam, oitzim hisrachkusam l'Hashem Yisborach mitzad atzmam. The main success in those people who are originally far from Hashem, such as converts or a bal tshuva, are dependent on two realizations. The person holding on to two realizations simultaneously at all time. Number one, to realize and recognize that based on me, based on what I've done and how much I've defiled myself, I'm actually very far from Hashem. I'm spiritually very, very low. V'yafal pikein, and despite that, Yedu v'yaminu gam lehefer, to believe in the opposite, shehim smuchim ukroivim mo'oid elov yisborach mitzad rachmei Hashem yisborach haneflom mo'oid b'lishur, that based on the kindness of Hashem, I'm really very, very close to Hashem. In other words, based on what I really deserve, based on what I've done, I could easily say that I deserve to be billions of miles away from Hashem. On the other hand, based on my realization of how great the kindness of Hashem is, I realize that I could be as close to Hashem as could possibly be. I've mentioned many times that the Baal HaTanya once said on the blessing that we make in Shmon Esrei, which refers to forgiveness for sins, atonement for sins, we say Baruch Ato Hashem Chanun Hamarbe Lisloyach. We bless Hashem who is kind and who has great forgiveness. The word marbe comes from the word ribui, a lot of forgiveness. The word marbe also implies more. Echot hamarbe ve'echot hamamit, one who gives more or one who gives less. The Baal HaTanya said that our faith in Hashem's kindness is such that as great as man's ability is to sin, to destroy, to do bad, Hashem's ability to forgive is greater. Meaning if a person advances to a level where they can generate 3,000 sins an hour, Hashem's ability to forgive is 30,000. 30,000 kilowatts, you know, to always know that Hashem is marbel isloyach. Hashem's ability to bring me close, Hashem's desire and ability to bring me close is far, far greater than my ability to distance myself, chas v'shalom. Shezeh bechinas mashom razal, ger shebol izgayer, oimrim loy, moro iso. With this we could understand what the Torah tells us, that if a non-Jew comes and wants to join the Jewish people, they want to convert, our attitude towards them in the beginning is supposed to be, why in the world would you want to do something like this? Why would you want to take on all kinds of extra restrictions? It's not necessary. You don't need it. If you simply abide by the laws, by Hashem's expectations of you as a non-Jew, you're A-okay. You're not required, you're not obligated in any way. There's no reason for you to change or to take on anything more. Ve'im omar, yoideani. And if the person responds, I know this, I understand that. Ve'eni kedai, and I realize that I'm not worthy. Hainu shemakir ba'atzmoy gam kein oitzim israchkusoy, meaning that the person shows that they recognize that they are unworthy, they are very, very far from holiness, from the holiness of Am Yisrael. Rak she'af al pikein chovetz lehiskari ve'lev yisborach, but despite that, I want to join. I want to come close to Hashem because of the fact mitzad shehu boiteach barachmav hamarubim, because I believe that Hashem has so much kindness that even I can come close, even I can become a Jew. Ki hu yisborach oyev ger gamkein, because Hashem loves converts. Oz mekarven oisoy. If that's the response of the person, then we change our attitude to them and we reach out to them and we bring them close. But the wording in the Gemara and the wording in the Halacha is that the person has to admit, the person has to show that they recognize that they're very far. V'zeh b'chinas ma she'omro nomi l'rus. With this we could understand how when Ruth, who was originally a non-Jew, her father was Eglon, the king of the Moab, and when she approached Naomi showing that she wanted to join, she wanted to stick to Naomi, she wanted to convert, Naomi said to her, Arba misois bez nimsru lebezin. You don't know what you're getting yourself into. In the Jewish courts, there are four different types of death, depending on what type of sin a person commits. And the Torah tells us that Ruth's response to this was, Basher tomusi omus. Whatever way I deserve to die, I'll die. Vilechoyro hoyoseh kemoi hisrachkus. On one hand, this was an act of rejection. Kirus hoyso tznuo kol kach. Because Rus was so religious, she displayed such modesty, and she wanted desperately to convert. And Naomi goes ahead and says to her, what do you need this for? You might cross a line, you might go ahead and do something wrong, and you have four different types of death staring you in the face. That's why would Naomi respond to her that way? V'gam Rus lomo heshivo basher tomusi omus. And in addition, why did Rus come back with such an answer that whatever way I deserve to die, I'll die? Hainu shehi merutze gam loze, implying that I'm ready for that. I accept that also. Hoyel lahoshiv betuchani besumi v'tzidkosi sheloya yechayev es mises bezit chas v'shalom. We would have thought that Rus's response would have been, what are you telling me? I'm not going to die. I'm look how spiritual I am. Look how sincere I am. I want to be religious. What are you telling me these things? Those things, sinners die. I'm not a sinner. Ach kol ze hu inyan hanal. However, this is tied into what we discussed, what we mentioned before. Ki me'achar she'ikar hiskarvus horechoikim hu'alidei b'chinas hisrachkus v'hiskarvus hanal. That because of the fact that in order for a person to come close to Hashem, in order for a person to really advance spiritually, the person has to experience lows and highs. Distance, the person has to feel very, very distant at times, and at other times to feel very close. Shezeh bechinas sholoim, sholoim, larochoik velakoroiv. This is what the pasuk says when it says that Hashem extends a greeting to the one who is far and to the one who is near. The Zohar Kodesh says that this is not referring to two different people. This is referring to a single individual who was distant at one time and then decided to come close to Hashem. This is referring to the Baal Tshuva. Because if you take a look at the word Lorochoik, it has the same numerical value as the word Vila Koroiv. So that here we're referring to the same person who at one point is feeling extremely distant, far from Hashem, and then at other points they're feeling extremely close. Ki tekev sheyita bi'atzmoy loymar shekvaru korov l'Hashem Yisborach, oz yeda bevadai shehu rochek me'Hashem Yisborach. Because the moment that a person makes the mistake of thinking that they're already close to Hashem, they're already on a very, very high level, that's when the person has to realize that I'm really very far from Hashem still. The fact that I'm fooling myself, the fact that I can even think that I'm so close to Hashem implies that I'm still very distant. And unfortunately, many of the major tragedies that the Jews experienced and sufferings and destruction came because of this type of mistake. Kigam bizman habayis, because even if we take a look at the Jews during the time of the first Beis Hamikdash, during the time of the first Holy Temple, she'oz bevadai hoyozman hiskarvus Yisrael avim shebashamayim, that was certainly a time in our history when we experienced an incredible level of closeness to Hashem. We had the Holy Temple, we had the Beis Hamikdash, we were offering sacrifices. The Jews saw miracles at that time. The Gemara says there were 10 miracles that took place on a constant basis in the Beis Hamikdash, and the Jews had achieved a certain level of success on the enemies surrounding them during the time of Shlomo HaMelech, etc. Vafilu kishezochu lamoit beBeis Hamikdash biatzmoi, sheshom tachlis shlemus mekoyim haiskarvus, and even when a Jew was privileged to be standing inside the Beis Hamikdash, inside the Holy Temple, which is the highest level of holiness that's available in the world, and a place where a person could experience the greatest degree of closeness to Hashem, Bifrat Bebayis Rishon, especially during the time of the first Beis Hamikdash, the first Holy Temple, Shehoya Shamadayin Ha'oroin V'Haluchois, where we still had all the vessels of the holiest vessels of the Beis Hamikdash, Afal Pikein Hoyutzrichim Leida Kamohim Rechoikim Adayin Mimenu Yisborach. Despite that, the Jews should have realized and should have recognized how far they are from Hashem, Umikdushas Hamokim Anoirazeh, and how far we are from really feeling and experiencing the holiness of this place, of the Beis Hamikdash. Rak lahafoy hakoil lesimcha, and not to get depressed from that, not to get despondent and say, look at this, you know, I'm still nowhere, I still have nothing, I still haven't achieved anything spiritually. Not to have that attitude, but rather to be happy, to be joyous. Viliv toyach bechazdei Hashem Yisborach, and to trust in the kindness of Hashem, shehu mekarev gam kol horechoikim, that Hashem even brings close to him those who are distant, those who are very far. As we see regarding the Beis Hamikdash, the Holy Temple itself, that Hashem was willing to lower himself and to put some of his holiness, some of his beauty into this Beis Hamikdash, into this holy temple, Asher Hein Hashomayim Ushmei Hashomayim Lo Yechal Kalucha. Despite the fact that Shlomo HaMelech said, all the heavens cannot contain Hashem's glory, Hashem's greatness. Despite that, Hashem was willing to shrink some of his holiness and greatness and put it into this physical building, into the Beis Hamikdash. V'chein me'oitzim rachmov yisborach tzivo lahalois behemo gashmis l'reach nichoyach. And again, out of Hashem's infinite kindness, Hashem allowed us to take a physical animal, a cow, a lamb, a bird, and elevate this and be able to bring forth from this a spiritual aroma, a beautiful, something that's extraordinarily pleasing to Hashem. And because of the fact that the Jews unfortunately made this mistake, they thought that we've made it, we've achieved all success that a Jew can possibly succeed. We've got it. We've got the Holy Temple. We've got everything. And they thought that they're still, that we're already very close to Hashem. We're like angels already. You know, they thought that they were already deserving of great heights and everything. And this led them to arrogance, haughtiness. This is what led them to forget Hashem. V'gormu al yidei ze kol hachurban, and this is what led to the destruction. Sheze b'chinas hosebi einayich minegdi, shehem hirhivuni, k'ma shepirsh Rashi shem. This is how Rashi explains one of the sentences in Shir Hashirim, in the Song of Songs, that when the Jews start thinking that they're right in front of Hashem, they're there already, unfortunately that results in the opposite. That results in them having a complete falling out. The Alkane. Naomi Dibroim Rus Bederachaze. With this we could understand why Naomi spoke to Rus in the manner that she did. Kiafo pi shato boy sha'ato boyer libech moid leskarvalakdusha. Meaning, even though right now you're feeling this incredible spiritual thirst, you want to come close to Hashem, you want to become Jewish. Mikomakoim mi oidea mayyachakach. Who knows what's going to be tomorrow? What's going to be in a week? What's going to be in a year? Ulai tischayef mises bezden. Who knows if you're going to fall to a level where you're going to commit a sin that's deserving of being put to death by the Jewish court? Verus hatzadekes afal pi shebevadai kiblo al atzmo b'machshavtos liyos tzadekes gemura v'loit shetischayef mises bezden chas v'shalom. And Rus, on the other hand, despite the fact that she knew deep in her heart how sincere she was and how much she really wanted to come close to Hashem, afal pikein heshivolo bitmimus tzidkoso ki bevadai eineni betucha b'tzidkosi loylam. Despite that, she responded to Naomi with the utmost of sincerity and said, it's true, I don't know, I'm not 100% confident, I don't know, I can't say 1,000,000,000% positively that I'm going to be pure all the time, that I'm going to be perfect religiously. Umi yodea b'mashu chaloit li koshel chas v'shalom. Who knows if I'll stumble, if I'll fall, if I'll make mistakes. Rak yeh ech sheyeh. However, despite that, no matter what, afilu mizgabra baldover chas v'shalom v'vyeni l'mash v'vyeni she'eschayev mises bezden, even if chas v'shalom, my evil inclination will lead me so far down that I'll do something that I'll be deserving of being put to death by the courts. Afal pikein ani mekabela solai kedushas Yisrael beemes. Despite that, I'm prepared, I'm willing to accept upon myself the holiness and the obligations of the Jewish people. V'yavor olamai, no matter what I'm going to go through. U'basher tomusi omus. And however I need to die, however I deserve to die, I'll die. V'azai kervo oisonomi behiskarvus godol. Once she said that was the key word, that she realized that. She realized that she's not already in the heavens, she's not already perfect. That was when Naomi reached out to her and brought her close. V'nasis tzadekes godol, and Rus became a great tzadekes. At shezochso sheyetzim imenu moshiach, Sheyachzer kol olam lamutov, to the point where eventually from Rus came forth King David, from whom will come forth Moshiach, who's going to be the one to turn the entire world around and bring everybody, all of mankind, back to goodness. And therefore, this concept, what we saw here take place with Rus and Nomi, this applies to every single person, every single Jew, who wants to come close to Hashem. The main ability and success to come close depends on the person's realization and recognition of how far they are. And sometimes the person is going to be made to feel distant. Hashem is going to give the person a feeling as if they're being rejected, as if they're being pushed away. And even as the person advances and progresses and makes great strides in coming close to Hashem, the person has to always remember and realize, I'm still very, very far. However, that it shouldn't lead the person to a despondency, to giving up hope, to quitting, or to staying distant. But just the opposite. But rather, the realization of how far I am should be my inspiration and my motivation to try harder, to keep trying, to come close. Bechinas, as the Pasuk says, Sholom lorochoik v'lakoroiv, that Hashem extends a greeting to the person who realizes that I'm far and I'm close. On one hand, I'm still very far. On the other hand, based on Hashem's kindness, I'm very, very close. We'll hold it here for now. We'll open the mics for if there are any questions or comments before we close the room. That's a very important and interesting question. Rabbi Nachman writes that even after the coming of Moshiach, there will be a concept of free choice to a degree. So that even then, it seems that there will be a concept of ups and downs. However, it'll be on a much different level. Just as Rabbi Nachman, in his main book, Likutei Moran, describes the differences between an ordinary person and a tzaddik today, that the types of ups and downs that an ordinary person goes through are extremely, extremely different than the types of ups and downs that a tzaddik goes through. However, each one on their level, it is an aspect of up and down, of aliyah and yiridah. So here also, even though we believe completely that when Moshiach comes, our understanding of Hashem and our consciousness, our spiritual consciousness, is going to be raised to a level that we can't even imagine now, still, there will be room for a concept of Aliyah and Yerida. There's no question at all that the greatest strength lies in peace and in person, in each and every one of us being able to see the good in each other. This is the main focus now during this period of time, the days of the Omer, when we count the days of the Omer and we mourn the passing away of 24,000 religious rabbis, people who were on a very high level spiritually, and unfortunately, because of the fact that there wasn't enough mutual respect and love between them, a plague broke out and they passed away. They died during this period of time. And this is the main thing we're working on during these 49 days of the Omer, preparing ourselves for the holiday of Shavuos Matan Torah, whereby the Torah tells us that before the Jews were ready to receive this great gift from Hashem, the Torah, this greatest aliyah, they first had to get to a level of Vayichan Shom Yisrael Neged Ohora. They had to get to a level of unity, where they were united as one, with one heart, and with an attitude of love and respect for each other.